الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Alhamdulillah, we have with us our respected guest, Maulana Habib Saab. And inshallah, after the dua, he will be delivering a talk in English. All brothers are requested to participate. Jazakumullah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Shafi'ina wa Habibina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa Barik wa Sallim. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam. Tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Brothers who've parked the cars in the wrong place, they've been blocking some cars outside, so requested to please kindly move your cars.
We have to keep an eye on the time because obviously we also have to rush for
all the students who need their paper to be stamped. They requested to go upstairs in the top hall, and inshallah the papers will be stamped.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. As always, I would like to quote a few masail, but at the same time, recently there was an incident at our place, so that came to mind, so I thought I would share it with you. Abhi jo hai kuch do hafte pehle janaza hua tha, to janaza jab hamare samne laya gaya, when the janaza was brought in front of us, we asked that who is the closest person, and we were told that obviously the son. So we asked that, where's the son? So the answer we got was that the son is not coming. We asked why. Why is the son not coming for the janaza of his own father, to give bath to his own father, to attend for his own father's ghusl? Why is he not coming? The answer we got was that he is a druggie, indulged in drugs, and that's the reason why he is not coming in the ghusl of his own father. Now, something to think about: do we really want this to happen in our family? Do we really want that our son should not take part in our ghusl, in our janaza, when we are passing away? Do we really want that our son, our daughter, or the one who is close should not come near us? Why? Because he's busy, indulged in drugs. In the same way, there was another janaza recently. When the brother passed away, listening to the people talking, it was sad to hear that whoever you ask that who passed away, and the answer we were getting was, do you know the person who was indulged in drugs? Do you know the one who always used to take drugs? Do you know the one, he used to walk funny, he used to look funny, you can tell from his cheeks and his eyes that he used to take drugs? That person has passed away. Now again, do we really want that people should remember us in this condition after we die? My dear brothers, I know it's happening in our community, and it is happening in our community. People are indulged in drugs, selling drugs, using drugs. Those who are using drugs, taking drugs, I urge them to take help before it's too late, because it will destroy your marriage, it will destroy your family, and it will destroy everything that you have. And those who are dealing in drugs, those who are selling drugs, I'm sorry to use the word harsh, and I am going to use the word, they are the scum of this earth. They are the scum of this earth for selling drugs, sucking blood of other people, destroying lives of others. Why? Just for a few pennies. How would you feel if your son was sucked by someone else? How would you feel if someone sucked the blood of your daughter by someone else? How would you feel? Those people who are dealing in drugs, they need to be stopped before it comes in our family, before it comes in our home, and before it destroys us. And if you know them, report them. If you know them, stop them. And I would go so far to say, name and shame them. This is also one way of doing nahi anil munkar, which we are not doing today. And that's the reason why so many families are being destroyed by this scum of the earth. We need to stop them. We have to stop them. Don't say that my family is saved before it comes in your family. Because you never know. These blood suckers, I'm sorry to say, I'm going to use these words. These blood suckers, they don't leave no one. They don't leave no one. They just want money. And because of money, they will do anything. And they will attract your daughter. They will attract your son. So if there is anyone dealing in drugs, I'm repeating myself, inform them. Name and shame them. Aur fatawa ki kitab padhiye. Nahi anil munkar karne ka tareeqa bhi hame sikhaya gaya. If you can't raise your voice, then the least you can do is leave them. Qat'e ta'alluq karna deen ke waaste bilkul jaiz hai. Bilkul jaiz hai. Yes, if someone swears at you, maaf kar do. Agar if someone abuses you, maaf, forgive. Don't retaliate. For your own sake, don't retaliate. But for the sake of ummah, for the sake of deen, it is allowed to qat'e ta'alluq, to break relationship with someone. Yahan tak fatawa ki kitab mein likha hai, ke agar fasiq fajir ka intiqal ho jaye, if an open sinner passes away, then those who are influential people, jo Allah wale hain, unse kaha gaya ke wo unke janaze mein shirkat na kare. They should not take part in their janaza. Why? So that people will take a lesson. That look, in so-and-so janaza, Maulana so-and-so did not come. Maulana so-and-so did not come. Sheikh so-and-so did not come. It does not so happen that in my janaza, these ulama don't come. Ye bhi nahi anil munkar karne ka ek tariqa hai. Lekin afsos, there are fathers out there. There are brothers out there. There are uncles out there who know that their relatives are dealing in drugs, but they're not speaking against them. And I'm going to go so far to say, and I know it's happening, that some fathers know that the son is selling drugs, but he is happy. Why? Because the son is giving the father some dollars, some pounds, some pennies. And because of those pennies, the father is happy with the son. Remember, ye haram hai. Haram hai, bilkul haram hai. Ek ek penny jo le rahe hai, bilkul haram hai. And not only that, when you are destroying someone's life, that's even worse. So my dear brothers, again I'm repeating myself. These two incidents just happened recently. A son not attending the janaza of his own father because he's indulged in drugs. And the other one passed away due to drugs. So my dear brothers, before it happens, again, I wasn't going to talk on this, but when coming here, I remembered the incident. It was so sad to hear that when he said that the son is not interested. He doesn't want to come. He doesn't want to see the father. Why? Because he's more into drugs. Aur phir ek aur sochne ki baat. Jab ye haal hamari aulad ka hai, to ye aulad hame kya yaad karenge marne ke baad? Kya isaan e sawab pahunchayenge? What kind of isaan e sawab will these children do for us when we pass away? Do you really think they will remember us? Do you really think that they will have the time to say one subhanallah for us when they can't even attend our janaza? But at the same time, like I said, the worst are those who are selling. Worst are those who are dealing in drugs. And it is mentioned, those people who take drugs, they will not be able to read the kalima before they pass away. Itni sakht wahid aayi hai. To usko chota sa na samjhe ke choti cheez hai. Again, the problem with our people is, jab tak ke aag hamare ghar mein nahi lagti, us waqt tak hum jaagte hi nahi. That's the problem with us. Mera ghar to bas maro poiro to haan mashallah ek namaz to pari lai masjid ma. Ek namaz to pari lai, alhamdulillah, Allah no shukar. Allah no shukar. Ek namaz to par to shay. Bija to ek bhi nahi pare ne. Allah no shukar. Bas yehi to musibat hai. We are relaxed. We are too comfortable. And that's the reason why we have so many problems in our society. And because we are not speaking against it, and because we are not trying to stop it, it's getting worse day by day. At the same time, I've mentioned this again and again. And because just recently, before coming here, I was dealing with one person. And that's the reason why I'm going to repeat it again. That these people who quote Akhi, Akhi all the time, they are increasing day by day and destroying our ummah. Regarding 20 rakats tarawih, it is sunnate mu'akkada, meaning you have to read 20 rakats. If you do not read 20 rakats, you will be sinful. It is not 8 rakats. Those who quote 8 rakats, they quote the hadith of Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. That Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha said, I think I've said this, but I'm going to repeat it again, because it's getting worse day by day, because these people are brainwashing our youngsters. They quote the hadith of Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. What is the hadith? The hadith is, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read 4, 4, and then 3. They quote the hadith, but they don't even practice on that hadith. I tell them that if you say 4, 4, and 3, why do you read your tarawih in 2s? You should be reading your tarawih in 4s. At the same time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reading at home. Why do you read your tarawih in the masjid? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's qira'at is not mentioned in hadith. Why does your imam read loud in tarawih? Here in this hadith, it is stated the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam read 3. Why do you read 2 and 1 witr wajib? At the same time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they say tarawih and tahajjud is the same. If tarawih and tahajjud is the same, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to read tahajjud before Subha Sadiq. Why do you read your tarawih after Isha Salah? You should be reading it before Subha Sadiq. At the same time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reading alone. Why do you read your tarawih with jama'ah in the masjid? You should not be reading with jama'ah. You should be reading alone. Acha, ye to bahas ho gayi. He had the debate and then he came back with the answers. The answers were, oh, but there are different ways of reading tarawih. What are the different ways of tarawih? And he quoted the hadith that sometimes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam read 2. Sometimes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam read in 4s. Sometimes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam read in jama'ah. Sometimes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam read alone. Sometimes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam qira'at was loud. Sometimes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam qira'at was not loud. He quoted all the hadith. Again, brainwashing. I asked him the question. I said, "Theek hai, I accept all the hadith." Now my question is, in your masjid, why don't you practice on these things? Some day read with 4s, some day read in 2s. Some day read with jama'ah, some day don't read with jama'ah. Some day tell your imam not to do qira'ah, some day tell your imam to do qira'ah. Why do you read only on one style? Why don't you change your style every day? No answer. If you want to quote something, practice on it. Alhamdulillah, we practice on the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sunnah of Sahaba radiyallahu anhum najma'in. Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those people who practice on 2 hadith, only they will be kamyab, they will be successful. And alhamdulillah, we practice on the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sunnah of Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. When Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, when all Sahaba radiyallahu anhum agreed, Hazrat Aisha was alive at that time. Why didn't Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anhum object that you are doing bid'ah? She didn't. She agreed to 20 rak'ah tarawih. And those people who say 8 rak'ah, are they trying to say that they understood the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Who do they think they are? Hazrat Umar is worse than them, na'uzu billah. Are they more superior than Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Did Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not understand this hadith of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha? Did Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum did not see the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That Umar, for whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if there was a Prophet after me, it would be Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And these people are saying we understand hadith more. My dear brothers, we need to understand hadith. We need to understand Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Don't fall for these people. Don't be brainwashed by these people. I repeat myself every time I come here. Alhamdulillah, we have ulama here. Make use of these ulama. Benefit from these ulama. And stay away from Google. Stay away from YouTube. And stay away from these different groups who are destroying our ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Khair. Maaf karna, kuch sakht alfaz nikal gaye honge. Lekin halat aise hain ke we need to stress on these things. Drugs becoming very common. Zina becoming very common. Sharab becoming very common. Some things are becoming so common that now people are thinking of it as it's nothing. I was talking to one person and he said, Molana, make dua for my son. He's taking weed. So I said, rehab me le jao. Why don't you help him out? So he laughed. He said, Molana, you are too backwards. I said, what do you mean? He said, weed is so common that they think of it as smoking. It's nothing now. It's nothing. There is no help out there. There is no help out there. In other words, take weed and destroy yourself. Is this what we want? Is this what we want in our community? And at the same time, things are getting worse day by day. Allahu Akbar. I wanted to quote some masail, but things are coming in the mind. Another, Abhi, just 4 weeks ago, well, not even 4 weeks ago, last week, one person came. And he said, I have a problem in the house. I said, kya hua? He said, the problem is, I have a 15-year-old son, 15-year-old son. He is saying that I'm no longer a Muslim. He denies Islam. He denies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he has started throwing the eyes of the Quran in the bin. We have to hide the Quran in our home. We have to hide a hadith in our home because he's throwing them in the bin. And then he went one step ahead. He said something even, well, worse, bad. And that is, he said, I'm not happy with what I am, a boy. A boy saying, I'm not happy with what I am. I want to change myself. I want to change myself. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. This is happening in our community. Why? Because of internet. Why? Because of YouTube. Why? Because of this technology. It is destroying us. Maaf karna. Lekin kisi ne sawal kiya tha kisi alim se mazahan, you know, joke. Unhone sawal kiya ke chai, is it jaiz, is it halal or haram? To alim ne jawab diya ke chai, if it controls you, then the tea is bad for you. But if you control the chai, if you control the tea, then it is halal for you. Mazak ki, yani it should not control you. If it controls you, then that chai, that tea is not good for you. Ab ye to mazak mein unhone keh diya. Lekin har masle mein yahi hai. When something controls you, then that thing will destroy you. And unfortunately, mobile is controlling us. Whether you agree or not, whether you admit or not, there are people out there who would rather talk to the mobile than their parents. There are people out there who would rather serve their mobile than their own wife and children. There are people out there who are ready to dump their family for the sake of mobile. Or mobile hota bhi kya hai? Mobile hota bhi kya hai? Bahut sare log kehte hain, main to un to tilawat jom, un to bayan hamru. Don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself. Kitni der ke liye aap bayan sunte honge? Ek ghanta, do ghanta, teen, char, panch. After that, what do you do? After that, what do? You click onto what? Rubbish. What do you click onto? Filthy websites. Filthy websites. Let me tell you about something else here. One person, I have to be abrupt because it's happening in our community. One person, he said that I cannot meet the wife until I visit the filthy websites. I hope you understood what I said. I cannot meet my wife until I visit the filthy websites. Yeh mahol hai. Yeh mahol hai. Ek zamana tha ke jab Ramadan aata tha. In the month of Ramadan, TV used to be covered up. Halanki sab mante the haram hai. Aur fatwa bhi tha haram hai. Lekin alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, everyone used to give, put parda on the TV. And everyone used to believe that we mustn't watch TV. Lekin ab, main to mufti nahi hoon. Main fatwa dene ke liye aaya bhi nahi hoon. Lekin masala bayan karunga. Ab aage jaakar ab muftiyon se kaam le, mufti jo bhi kahe, kubul kar le. Lekin ek baat to zarur hai. Anything that leads to haram is haram. Yeh masla zarur hai. Ab kahan tak yeh internet jaiz hai, khud faisla kar de. When a person is saying that I have to visit filthy websites to see my wife, how can that internet be jaiz? Khud faisla kar le. Khud faisla kar le. Aur agar mufti sahab ko puchna ho, to main samajhta hoon yeh bewakufi hai. Yeh bewakufi hai. Because you are just trying to make something good by asking Mufti sahab. We have to admit that for some minutes we watch something good, but then after that we do click on something haram. And I'm talking about myself now. Person like me who is weak, I can't control my desires. Main to saaf kehta hoon. A person like me cannot control my desires. So for a person like me, I should be staying away from mobile as much as possible in this month of Ramadan. Otherwise, I will fall in that haram category. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to stay away from all haram. Waqt ho hi gaya. Mujhe bhi jana hai samosa bhajja ke liye. So I ask for maafi if I say something sakht. Samosa bhajja ki baat aayi. تو ہمارے گجراتی قوم تو ماشاءاللہ ویسے بھی عادی ہوتے ہیں ادھکتر دیکھ سموسا بجا controls us, we don't control them. تو even before Ramadan in گجراتی ماشاءاللہ بہت نیک ہوتے ہیں گجراتی قوم وہ تیاری کرتے ہیں رمضان کی دو تین مہینے پہلے رمضان کی اور تیاری ہوتی ہے سموسا پائز سپرنگ رول اور پتہ نہیں کیا کیا ہوتا ہے تیاری کرتے ہیں filling up the freezers. Why? For the month of Ramadan. Achhi baat hai, if the niyat is that I will fill up the freezer and then in the month of Ramadan I will feed my family members. Agar is niyat se ye aurat qurbani degi to inshallah sawab hi sawab hai. And if she makes the intention that I'm filling up the freezer so that in the month of Ramadan I can do tilawat, تو یہ بھی عبارت ہی عبارت ہے اور ثواب ہی ثواب ہے اور اپنے شوہر کو ہسبن کو اہل و عیال کو کھلانا یہ بھی ثواب ہی ثواب ہے انشاءاللہ they will get a lot of reward if the intention is right. At the same time, I would like to say something when it comes to food is that there is a lot of wastage. When it comes to wastage, then that becomes haram. Again, there is customs in our people where Maghrib se pehle pehle neighbor sending to another neighbor ke iftari ke liye. Ye achhi cheez hai, mohabbat ke liye bhejna, mohabbat dikhane ke liye, for love and affection to send something, it is nice, it's good, it's a good thing. But at the same time, think twice before you do. If you are going to send a whole bowl of something, they've already cooked. Now you're sending something that's so big. What they're going to eat? Are they going to eat yours or are they going to eat theirs? Half of it will go in the bin. So think twice. دوسری بات یہ, اب شرما شرمی میں لوگ بھیجتے ہیں, ہمارے میں تو مشہور ہے ابھی ہوں کرے الکو مکلاوی تو اپرے بھی مکلاوانو نی ہارو لاگے نی مکلاوے تو الکو ناراض ہی جا ہے. بڑی مصیبت ہے, بس رواج ہی رواج, بس کرنا ہے تو لوگوں کو خوش کرنے کے لیے, اللہ کے لیے ہے ہی نہیں, اللہ کے لیے ہے ہی نہیں. اللہ والوں کے قصے پر ہے, شاید مولانا اشرف علی تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کا قصہ ہے, کسی کا قصہ لکھا ہے مجھے یاد نہیں رہا. انہوں نے ایک مرید آئے, انہوں نے کہا حضرت آئی وانٹ ٹو گیو یو ہدیہ. سو حضرت نے ان سے پوچھا کہ ہاؤ مچ ڈو یو وانٹ ٹو اسپینڈ. ہی سے نو نو حضرت, وٹ ایور یو وانٹ ٹو بائی آئل بائی اٹ فار یو. ہی سے نہیں نہیں نہیں, آپ کو مجھ پر خرچ کرنا ہے نا, آپ مجھے صاف بتاؤ کتنا خرچ کرنا ہے آپ کو, کتنا, ہاؤ مچ. سو ہی سیڈ آئی ایم گیونگ ایگزامپل 10 pounds. سو حضرت سیڈ ٹھیک ہے مجھے 10 pounds دے دے آپ, آئی وانٹ ٹو بائی سم تھنگ ایلس وچ از گوئنگ ٹو کاسٹ می 30 pounds, آئی یوز یور 10 pounds, الحمد للہ یو ول ہیلپ می سیو 10 pounds بائنگ دیٹ تھنگ. کتنے سیدھے سادے تھے وہ, کہ یہ ہے ہدیہ لینا دینا, کہ کسی پر بار نہ ہو. Don't be a burden on anyone. If you become a burden, then that's not hadiah. That is something else. اور اگر انہوں نے بھیجا تو ہمیں بھی بھیجنا, تو اس کا مطلب یہ ہوا کہ یہ قرض ہو گیا. اگر قرض نہیں ادا کریں گے تو سخت گناہ, تو شرما شرمی میں کام نہ کرے. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کے لیے ہمیں کرنا چاہیے. اور جیسے کہ میں نے کہا, if you want to send مثلاً food, biryani, whatever it is, then tell them beforehand کہ tomorrow I will be sending biryani for you, don't cook. کیونکہ مغرب سے پہلے تو کھانا تیار ہوتا ہے, اب آپ نے بریانی بھیج دی تو وہ کیا کریں گے, اپنا کھائیں گے آپ کی بریانی کھائیں گے, کیا کریں گے وہ. اب شرما شرمی میں وہ لے لیتے ہیں, اور پھر اور بعض مرتبہ تو اچھی ہوتی بھی نہیں, لیکن پھر بھی کیا کہتے ہیں, بو ہارو بہ مزہ آئی, تو مجھے بہت یاد کریا. کس میں یاد کیا؟ ڈسٹبن میں, ڈسٹبن میں یاد کیا. یہ ایک رواج ہے. I'm not saying don't send, لیکن سینڈنگ کرنے کا بھی طریقہ ہے. Learn the ways from the علماء and then send something so that you get full reward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a توفیق to practice. وآخر دعوانا الحمدللہ رب العالمین.